What's up, people? My name is Janae Gant, and this is my podcast, The Purple Unicorn. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. This is just a preview show, just to let you know who I am, what I'm about, what I'm trying to do. And I hope that you enjoy my show. So, let's start off about me. My name is Janae Gant. I am 31. And I have one son. He is 12. And me and his father is still together. We have been together for 13 years. I am a full-time employee at a factory. And I appreciate my job, but I do not love my job. So, that book brings me to podcasting because, well, I'll tell y'all, the most stupidest ass shit can happen at that fucking factory. The most dumbest shit fucking happens. And it's to the point that I need to vent about this dumb shit that happens on a day-to-day basis. And this has been going on for the past 11 years. I've been working there for 11 years. And what can I say? It's a job I appreciate in case any one of my snitching ass co-workers or bosses, supervisors are listening. I appreciate my job. I do my work like I'm supposed to. But the way that they run that shit is all stupid. So that's here nor there. That's a whole nother story for another day. But I have only 5 best friends. I like my circle to stay small. I'm not a follower. I can't stand people that follow other people. Like, really, oh, this is the new trend? Let me jump on that shit. I don't like that shit. Be you. Be different. Everybody ain't gonna like the same shit you like. Flat the fuck out. That shit is what it is. But notice your surroundings at the same time. Because once you do act like yourself and you don't hop on the bandwagon, motherfuckers gonna be hired. Talking hella shit. So beware of that shit. But I mean, if you're comfortable in yourself, it is what it is. You gonna be you. At the end of the day. But, I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, and that's all I'm gonna say. And it is what it is. Y'all see, I ain't got it all either. I'm crazy. I'm not crazy, but I'm crazy. But as long as you don't rock the boat, the boat won't tip you over. Oh, for real, so serious. I'm a Virgo. My birthday is the same day as the best woman in the whole world, besides my mom, is Beyonce. So, me and her share September 4th. I'm from Toledo, born and raised, and what else can I tell y'all about me? I'm a loving, caring person at the end of the day. No matter what people may say, no matter how people portray me, I may always have a resting bitch face, but just this bitch right here, she gives a fuck. She cares. And if I see that you care as much as I care, you gonna be good. I don't like no half-stepping ass shit. Either do it or don't do it. That's just the equivalent of wearing a fucking jacket and a pair of fucking shorts. Either you're hot or you're cold. Ain't no in between. Which one is it? Which one is it? You can't do both. Can't do both. Make up your mind. But, I'm different. That's why I named this show The Purple Unicorn. Purple is my favorite fucking color. The main purple is the dark, deep purple. That is my favorite. Eggplant, plum, grown woman purple, not this neon bright purple shit that most of these bitches walk around with. But, you know, I'm a purple unicorn, so, you know, I'm magical. Once you get to know me, I rub my magic off on you. You don't like it, you ain't. And frankly, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. Why? Because I ain't got to deal with you on a day-to-day basis. Now, the people I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, I give a fuck. I don't want them to be mad at me, but at the same time, if we supposed to be as close as we supposed to be, why can't I keep it real with you? And as long as I can keep it real with you, we ain't gonna have no fucking problems. So, my first show will be November 10th. That is my law of weekend. I will have special guests on that show. A couple of my bitches, homies, you know, people I fuck with. And we gonna be eating good, drinking good. Y'all gonna hear our conversations on a day-to-day basis. I am an introvert. So, how I feel, you may not feel. But I step back and I glance everything. I check out everything. And it is what the fuck it is. What does a duck do? It quacks. It's not gonna fucking moo. So as soon as I see a duck mooing and don't nobody else pay attention to shit, I'm getting the fuck up out of there. Something's wrong with that motherfucking duck. Flat the fuck out. So, I'm gonna need y'all to look at my world the way that I view it. Part of the reason why I view the world a certain way is because of my man. You have to understand, me and him have been together for 13 years. And I had to grow up with this man. And one of the things that he taught me was to be aware of your complete surroundings. Because somebody ain't paying attention. And 9 times out of 10, where the fuck from? It's about 50% of these motherfuckers ain't paying attention. So, you gotta be alert. Alert. So, the people I fuck with is genuine people that I fuck with. Some of y'all may know them if you're listening and you're from Toledo. And then some of y'all may not know them. But, you know, get to know them. They'll be back for more than just one show. I hope I can provide y'all with more than just one show. I hope that you guys fuck with me. Fuck with me. I have always been a person, a standoff person in any fucking way. But once people get to really knowing me and get to fucking with me, they fuck with me. And to those people that do fuck with me, thank you. Thank you. You tuning in? Fuck with me. So, I am the unit. And my magic is something I hope that I can put a smile on your face after listening to me. I hope that I make your day a little better listening to me. I hope that my positivity rubs off through you in certain things. I am a second chance here. Depending on the person. Everybody don't get a fucking second chance. Y'all know that. But, I mean, the right person deserves second chance, third chance, benefit of the doubt. That is me. I have a best friend. Her birthday is the day after mine, bitch. But, she always said, you be giving too many benefits of doubt, then hey, if you deserve that shit and I see that shit in you, I'm gonna give it to you. It's only right to give somebody the benefit of the doubt, especially somebody that's cool as fuck, somebody that you can see is genuinely down for you. So I hope that everything don't deserve benefit of the doubt. I hope that I can help y'all with advice. I hope that y'all can send me emails with questions that I can't answer for you. What's so crazy is I can always help other people, but when it comes to me making decisions on my end for me, I battle with it. So this is a journey for me. Y'all gonna witness this journey. And I hope that it's just something that gives you a little happiness. Everybody needs that little bit of love. I don't care. The hardest person out here be like, no, fuck that. I don't want no love. But when you get that real love, you can't shake that shit. So I just hope that I give you a piece of real love. I don't know what else to say. Shit. Right now I'm getting dressed because I got to go do my duties for my man and my son. So I hope that I can enlighten your day at some point. I listened to a podcast called Ignorant Philosophy, and when I tell y'all, for a whole 8 hours, I can cram in about 3 or 4 shows, so I let it go on for a while. I listen to other shit, too. And so I can just listen to them the whole shift because they say the realest shit, and they so fucking funny. Y'all need to check them out. My sissy, her name is Sapphire Hope Wonder. She got a podcast, and that shit is a good ass podcast. It lets you know about some shit that you probably don't know about. Probably some news that you ain't never heard of, but it's some legit shit. Like, she do her research. That is my blood sister, and we have the same mother. She is also a Virgo, so that's bomb as fuck. To have the same size sibling, like, that's just so dope to me. So dope. Because before you say it, I already know what it is. It's like having a twin, but it's not really a twin. You know what I mean? Like, I know how my sister would react to certain shit. She know how I'm going to react to certain shit. We're different, but at the same time, we're fucking equal. And it's fucking awesome. So, anyway. But she has a podcast. It's called The Connect Show. Y'all listen to that. She will put you on some shit. Some shit that you need to know about. Let's see what else. I just got hip to this one show called The Cocktail. Man, them girls on that show is hilarious. Any moment that you done had sexually, they talk about that shit. And it's funny as fuck. It may not be the exact same story, but that shit is close, or it's some shit that you fear of that has happened, and that's why you didn't do it, because they tell you what happened. So they are fucking hilarious. They are very sophisticated, raunchy, if that makes sense. They're fucking hilarious. You just need to check them out. What other show was I listening to? They put you on some shit too. They teach you some shit. Make you wonder. Not wonder. It just make you... It makes you think. It makes you think. Good and bad. It makes you think. I can't think of another podcast off the top of my head. Ignorant Philosophy, The Cocktails, The Connect Show. It was another one. I can't remember what it was. I can't look right now, but all them podcasts, I go on saying that because with all those podcasts, they make me feel like this was the thing to do. I've been marinating on this podcast for going on 2 years, and I could never do it because I don't know. Sometimes some things make me second guess, and then sometimes it's the shit that goes on around me. It was just a lot of shit. And I started listening, when I was listening, this is why I say this about these podcasts, when I was listening to Ignorant Philosophy, shout out to them, they were talking about a motivational speaker. His name is Les Brown. He started off as a DJ, and if you don't know him, you should look him up. His speeches will put you on a whole nother thinking pattern. It's crazy. Like, for real, I think I listened to him for a whole week straight. Just to, like, get my mind right, plan stuff, and just really feel that inspiration to do things. And I just said, fuck it. Fuck it. My little brother is putting out a podcast around the same time. I don't know if he did his first show or not yet, but he is on SoundCloud. And his podcast is called, I'm sorry, Lil David, if I get this wrong. I swear, but I'm trying to plug you in, my nigga. So, this is my blood brother. And what's so great about that is he is a Taurus. So, we are all earth signs, and that shit is so bomb. Because we might as well say we triplets now, motherfucker. But, on some real shit. But his podcast is called The Brown Millennium. Millennium. It's like melanin, but millennium. I can't say it. I will post it in the link as soon as I talk to him, what it is called. But he is on a different type. Now, we all have, well, me and my little brother are starting ours, and our sister is mature in hers. So, we all have the same thing, but yet they're so different. And honestly, I can't remember why the fuck I just said that. okay, I was listening to Les Brown, and then... Oh, okay. That was kind of discouraging to me. That's why I was saying that. It was kind of discouraging me to find out that me and my brother at the same time... I don't think... Nobody really knows this except for one of my besties. But, it was kind of discouraging to know that my brother was putting it out. He didn't tell nobody. Well, he posted it on Instagram, I think. But I was putting something out, but it was so quick. It was so quick. I don't know how long he was planning that. I have no clue. But it's kind of discouraging because my brother is on a different. He went to UT. He's in the frat. He has all these people behind him. But because I'm so held back, and I'm so shy, and I'm so introverted, and I am just not a people person, particularly, but I sort of am. I didn't know how this would transpire, how this would happen, and I like to know when shit is going to happen. Like, if I know that this shit is going down a good road, I'ma fuck with it. And that's why I'm fucking with it. Because I feel like I got good feelings about this. And y'all can help me help y'all. Shit, y'all can help me help myself. I'm still growing. I might be 31, but a lot of people say I'm more mature for my age. But at the same time, I deal with a lot of internal shit. I might snap now and then, you know. But if I do, I mean no harm. I want to call a explosive disorder. It's not real. It's not real. So I don't want nobody fucking correcting me. It's not real. I know it's not real. But I call it an explosive disorder. And that's where I let so much shit bottle up. I let so much shit stay on my heart. And I don't say anything. But I only do that with certain people. People I work with, y'all know, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you straight the fuck out. Don't be all in my face with a bunch of fucking drawn on makeup. I'm not going to tell you it's cute because it ain't cute. So I'm not one of them people. I'm just not one of them people. But when it comes to people that I love, I let certain concerns with their thinking, with what they do, bother me so much that I snap on them. Explosive disorder. Word of the day, my niggas. Explosive disorder. Do you have it or do you not? Write me. Let me know. My email is janenoodles@gmail.com. My Instagram is @janenoodles. My Snap, I believe, is the same thing. I can't remember. I don't want nobody. I don't give a fuck who you is. Let this shit be known now. I don't give a fuck if we was in elementary all those years. We was cool. I don't want nobody coming at me fucking crazy. Flat out. You will get blocked. On everything. You can't find out. I will come up in my AIM. The Ghost Ninja. Ooh, Ghost Ninja. Yes. I have to use that. I will ghost on your ass. No hesitation, no thinking about it. I will look at you. I will look at you dead in your motherfucking face out in public and not say shit to you. And do not give a fuck. You think I give a fuck? I didn't fuck with you before. I'm not gonna fuck with you now. That's how that shit's rolling off. So below, so above. So above, so below. Hope I said that right. Sorry if I fucked it up. But I'm just saying, it is what it is. I don't want nobody coming at me crazy. I don't want nobody with no smart-ass remarks. This is positivity. This is me letting out my positivity. And either you gonna respect it or you ain't. It is what it is. To know me is to fucking love me. So, with that being said, I'm about to get off of here. It's already been, goddamn, 21 minutes. You was just another nigga on the hit list. Try to hit you. I tell you that I was a savage, fucking white horse in the carriage, but you never could. Ayy, you, ayy, needed me. So that is my cue. I gots to go. I gotta do my eyebrows. I gotta fucking wash my face and shit. To get out here, so my man can come home and rest. You know, come home and rest. Chill out. Do homework, play the video game if you want to, baby. So let me get up out of here. Y'all have a beautiful day. I see the sun is shining, y'all. The sun wasn't just shining. It wasn't just shining, but right now the sun is out. My blinds is open. My bed is made. I drank my 2 bottles of water this morning. Let's get this shit. So y'all have a blessed one, and fuck with me. Tune in the Purple Unicorn Podcast. I am on Anchor. And fuck with me. That's all I ask you. I just ask you to fuck with me. Y'all have a good one. It's on.